Brilliance Audio presents
Kiss, a novel of the 87th Precinct by Ed McBain. This is for my wife, Mary Van, who worked so very hard for it. The city in these pages is imaginary. The people, the places, are all fictitious. Only the police routine is based on established investigatory technique. 1. She was standing at the center of the subway platform, waiting for the uptown train to come in, when the man stepped up to her and punched her. She felt shocking pain, and then immediate outrage. How dare he? And then she remembered that this was the city in which she'd been born and bred, and in this city crazy things happened, and when they happened you tried to protect yourself. So she stepped back and away from him. A glimpse of red. He was wearing a red woolen hat, and was swinging her handbag at his head when he shoved her toward the edge of the platform. He's crazy, she thought. He's a lunatic. And she said out loud, stop it, are you crazy? But he grabbed her arm and pulled her toward the very edge of the platform, trying to throw her over, struggling with her. She screamed. She pulled away, tried to pull away, heard her coat tearing up the back when he reached for her again. Each time she moved away from the edge of the platform, he shoved her back again. The red hat, a brown jacket, blue jeans. She saw all these in almost subliminal flashes. He was only an inch or so taller than she was, but he was much stronger, and when finally he put all his strength into what seemed a last, desperate shove, she lost her balance and fell backward onto the tracks. In the moment before she went over, she saw his boots. Brown leather boots with a white... A train was coming. She heard its thunder up the track, and from where she was crouched on her knees, she turned to see its lights in the distance. She scrambled to her feet, tried to get back onto the platform. It was almost waist high. Put her hands flat onto it, and tried to hoist herself up as if she were in a swimming pool and bouncing up out of the water. But there was...